Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Today I speak to Kim. This is the second time I receive her on Aligned and Thriving. Kim is an intuitive channel coach, master instructor of Reiki and integrated energy therapy, quantum healer, hypnotherapist, spiritual mentor, and former radio personality. In 2013, the corporate doors began to close and she realized she no longer belonged. She was being called to step into her soul's purpose of being in service to the awakening of humanity. Hi, Kim. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's fantastic to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy you came back. So we had a great time last time, so we decided to do it again. And we're going to talk a little bit more about healing, angels. You know, I really liked our last interview. And today I want to ask you more questions about the services that you offer, because last time I think we just mostly talked about what you do, but we didn't go deep, you know, in your practice.
Sure.
And I saw that you have a lot of services that you offer.
Yes.
I'm going to remind people in case, you know, they didn't listen to the first episode, or they're new to the show, that you are a transformational coach and energy healer. All right. So you offer, I saw that you, so I love thinking about, don't be scared. I know what I'm going to ask. You're like, what is she going to talk about? Because I love anything about hypnotism, because I'm really, I always have questions about that, because I don't think I can be hypnotized. So I'm always, you know, curious about this. And I see that you have something about spiritual hypnosis. So can you explain what you do and what it can be good for?
Yeah.
Remember something?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're correct. I'm a transformational coach. And the basis of the work I do is I help people create their ideal life, whatever that looks like for them. And the way that I do that is there's three pillars to my work. Well, the first thing is we identify what's holding you back, from living your ideal life. And once you identify that, then you can create a clear path forward. And then people feel excited about life again. Okay, you can create a clearer path forward and then create your life from a different place, from an aware place, from a conscious place. And so the three pillars of the work it is that I do is I'm an intuitive channel, which means I channel higher wisdom to support my clients in navigating their lives from the highest place. Because when you do that, then you naturally call in higher realities. So the first part is we engage the soul. So we engage the soul, and I teach people how to do that for themselves too, how to connect to your higher self, how to connect to your intuition so that you can live from a more empowered place. So that is at the foundation of my program, my coaching program, which we'll talk about in a moment. But the first part is we engage the soul, because the soul will tell you everything it is that you need to know. and then as an energy healer, we go and we purify your energy field. So that's the second pillar, because as energetic beings, we do carry a lot in our energy field. And you can go in and release the issues in our tissue, so to speak, as they say, across all time and space. You know, we carry a lot within us, and we can release that and imprint with, you know, a higher energy, divine love, empowerment energy, whatever's needed. And then the third pillar to my work is as a hypnotherapist, we upgrade your mind. So I just find that when you engage the soul, purify your energy, and upgrade your mind, those three things, it really brings in beautiful transformation. And you start to live from a place of greater freedom. So you move out of limitation into freedom. And then when you're living in greater states of freedom and less limitation, then new opportunities start to present themselves. And that's when people start to get really excited. And then you start to consciously create your life from a different place. You're conscious about it. You're conscious and you're intentional. And so you're creating from a different place. So I do offer individual sessions in any one of those areas that we talked about. So people come to me for intuitive guidance. Oh, I'm also a medium too. I didn't say that earlier. So I do connect with departed loved ones. People come to me for energy healing and also hypnotherapy. So in addition to individual sessions, I do have different coaching programs that I offer as well. My signature program that most people choose to work with me in is called Beyond Limits. And it's a 90-day program. It's customized to meet you where you are and where you want to be. And I like to say that it's an accelerated pathway to an elevated life. So in that time, we're moving, it's designed to do just that, move you beyond limitation and into conscious creation. You know, a lot of people that come to me, they're feeling stuck. They feel like there's more for them to experience in life. They're not sure what it is. So there's, you know, frustration starts to set in. People that maybe are afraid to take those next steps. They have a vision of what they'd like for their life, but they're too afraid to move forward, or they're doing things like self-sabotage or, you know, any kind of number of things that hold them back from moving forward with what their true desires are. Some people feel, you know, hold the belief that, well, it's possible for others, but not for me. So these are some of the things that, you know, I help people move through. In fact, I teach an ongoing workshop that's called, you know, Architect Your Destiny, learn how to create through intuition development and mindset mastery. So, you know, your intuition, your higher self, your highest levels, your guidance is going to show you what is going to allow you to lead a more fulfilling life. But then your mind is the one that'll either hold you back or be the catalyst that moves you forward. So when you talk about hypnotherapy, Verney, that part of it, that aspect of it is incredibly important. And people don't understand how the mind works. And so it's, you know, holding them back instead of being a very powerful resource that it is that moves them forward. So once you understand how the mind works, and you can have it work for you, you know, and that's what hypnotherapy does. It works with the subconscious mind, which is like a database storage unit. It takes in everything. It doesn't discern between what's real and what's not, which means that you can tell your mind anything it is you want to tell it, positive or negative. And so when you quiet the conscious mind and you work with the subconscious mind, that's when you can start to, you know, really see some beautiful results from that, because the subconscious mind makes up about 95% of the mind. So you can see how powerful it is. And it just takes in information. It stores everything from every experience, your thoughts, your emotions around it. And when you start to give it new information to work with, then that becomes the driving force or the platform from which it is you live from, instead of the old unconscious programs that sometimes you're not even aware are there. You know, it's when I say unconscious, you don't even know that they're there, but they're running the show in the background. You know, it's just like, you know, when you get up in the mornings, like for me, the first thing I do is I go brush my teeth. I go straight from the bed. I go brush my, it's like, I don't even think about it, right? That's what happens when we have unconscious programs that are of a, you know, lower thought form, that are limitations. I'm not good enough. Why should I ever try? Nothing ever works out in my favor. You know, no one's ever going to hire me. You know, those kinds of beliefs. Is everything starts with the belief. So anytime it is you want to bring in a new experience, when you're creating a new life, right, it's a new experience, you want to know what those beliefs are, what those beliefs are. And you could change your beliefs, you know, at any time. Once you're aware of them, you can again tell yourself something different. And so when you're in hypnosis, the conscious mind is quiet. It's not saying that's not possible. It's not saying don't believe that. It's quiet and the subconscious mind is taking it in. Then the more you repeat it, because that's how the brain learns, is through repetition, then that becomes your new belief system. That becomes your new belief system, which it forms a neural pathway in the mind, which is like the, you know, an operating system on the computer, you know, the program, right? The program that that your computer is running off of. So, you know, we upgrade our computers, we upgrade our phones, right? But not many people are upgrading their mind. And that's what hypnosis allows us to do, is upgrade the mind.
I like that term.
Upgrading
your mind. I love it.
Upgrading your mind so that it's operating at a level of what it is you want, not what it is you don't want.
So would that be one of the things you would do for like 90 days, like repeat, maybe like good affirmation to yourself?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. A part of my program is we create positive affirmations, and I create a recording for my clients that they have to listen to every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Among okay. other things. But that's how it is. That's how it is we reprogram, is through repetition, what it is we tell ourselves.
That's good. That's what we need. Yeah. But like kids, what do you think about subliminals? You listen to recording, it's music, and there's, you know, subliminals behind it. What do you think about that?
You know, I mean, you want to be mindful of that. We always want to be mindful of what we're allowing in.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Also, you mean you have to trust the person who does a subliminal?
Well, I want to know what's going, you know, what is it that they're programming our mind with, for sure.
Okay. No, because I'm doing right now a 30-day challenge with subliminal, and there's a subliminal in it, where it's just, like you said, you reprogram your mind thinking of good affirmation, mm-hmm. and there's like an hour of music, and you have to listen to subliminals. Oh, okay. Actually, she's telling me that I'm a good person and I'm beautiful and I'm going to attract a lot of opportunities.
Well, hopefully you already hold those beliefs about yourself. But yeah, it's, you know, we always want to be mindful of what it is we're letting in to our being, you know, be it food, be it what, you know, what messaging we allow in, right? I mean, every day we turn on the, you know, if you turn on the news every day and you've got that running in the background, that's programming the mind too.
Oh, that's, that's the worst.
You know, what it allowing something else outside of you to tell you, you know, how you should move through the day, whether or not it is you should have a good day or a bad day because of everything that's going on around you, then you're allowing an outside force to program your mind and to determine that for you. So yes, we always have to be mindful of what it is we allow in, what it is we allow in.
I'm very interested by, because I saw that you do that also, accessing, you know, like, how do you say that? Your previous lives. So you do that?
Past life regression. I do past life regression, and I love that. Do you know why I love that? Is because it allows people to experience for themselves the depths and the truth of who they are, their soul's history.
Yeah.
So it expands how it is we understand ourselves, you know, their life is just the one it is they're experiencing right now, but our soul is so expansive. Our soul is multidimensional. What we're experiencing in this life is only an aspect of the fullness of who we are. So, I mean, I'll give you an example of how that works. Before we came on, we were talking about having great meditation. So, and I said, hey, I had one too. But this morning I was with, you know, my monadic presence, my oversoul. So this, like, you know, broader aspect of me, you know, broader aspect of me and all the other souls that are part of that family, right? All the other souls. So when we understand ourselves like beyond who it is we know is to be here, it changes our perspective on everything, how we understand life, how we understand ourselves, how we move through life. Boy, it brings a whole lot more meaning to, you know, who I am, who you are. And, you know, it's one thing to come to somebody like me or another practitioner, and that practitioner says, you know, you had a very tumultuous life. And you struggled through hardship and whatever, or, you know, in another existence, you were a high priestess on this star system, whatever it is. It's so much more meaningful when we can know that as our own truth because we're experiencing it for ourselves. And that's what I think past life regression does. It allows us to really appreciate the fullness of who we are.
When we do a session with you, you're not the one who's going to see the life. The person is going to see their own previous life.
Yes. I'm the facilitator. I'm guiding them through that process. And your higher self will bring forth experiences that are most important for you to know at this time in your journey. And it can bring in just a tremendous amount of clarity as to maybe why you're experiencing certain things in this lifetime. And also, again, as I said, an appreciation for who you are and maybe a recognition, too, of the souls that are in your life in this lifetime because you've experienced them before in other incarnations. So it's a really beautiful, powerful experience. You know, I remember, so I'll just give you an example. I remember when, well, I got married later in life, right? I got married at like my late
30s. Me too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, but I remember people around me getting married, you know, my friends, I've been like, what is going on? Like, how come I can't find the one,
yeah,
you know, or whatever. And I did a past life regression and it all made sense. It was like it was all divinely inspired. You know, everything that we go through in our life is divinely orchestrated between, you know, source creation and between the magnificence of our own soul. So everything is divinely orchestrated and we can know that up here, but we understand the deeper reasoning behind it, it makes sense. And then you can have some peace around things. You know, you get greater peace in having that knowingness. Well, I was already married when I did this past life regression and I didn't even go into this regression with any specific intention. In fact, I was helping a friend out who was going through a class and said, will you do this with me? I said, yeah, absolutely. So she could practice. And through that, I uncovered why it was I decided on a soul level, why my soul decided to wait till, you know, later in life. And then I had so much appreciation. Everything made sense. And I wouldn't have done it any way differently.
And so you can only access one previous life or you can see several?
You see several, sure.
Yeah?
Of course. Yeah. No, in my sessions, you know, we'll go through a few. We'll go through a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's very, again, they're very powerful. And what I appreciate about that is it allows the person to feel empowered, knowing it, having that knowingness in here and experiencing it for themselves.
Yeah. Because I did that once, you know, when they access your Akashic records. And so they can tell you, you know, what happened to you before, but I never experiencing myself, you know, see myself in previous lives.
Yes.
So that would be very different.
Yes, that's a very different experience. And Veronique, you could access your own Akashic records.
I know, I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I know you have to meditate, but I don't know how to do that. I think it takes a lot of work or a long time, I'm not sure.
No, it's no different. And the Akashic records can be an absolute amazing experience too that you can experience for yourself. It just, you know, experience the energy of the Akash, you know, the energy of your soul. It's a record of your soul's history. And, you know, one person, I do a lot of that work just for myself, and it can bring in a tremendous amount of healing, a tremendous amount of clarity, and all kinds of things. But, you know, one person's work that I'll just share. I mean, I went through a program myself, but you can just work with the prayer. You can work with an opening prayer, find one that you like, or you can just set the intention and ask your own guidance to support you in connecting to the Akashic Records. It's as simple as that. Most people, you know, most people feel like there's only a certain way we can do it, or we have to do it this way or that way. Tell me what the steps are. Tell me that I'm doing it the right way. No, we hold all the power within us to experience whatever it is we choose to experience. But if there's somebody whose work I do really appreciate around the Akashic Records is Linda House. So if you want to explore that more, you can. She's got a book. She's got, you know, she's got an Akashic opening prayer that you can access online.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Just experience what it's like to be in that frequency of energy.
And that's also that you record the session, because when we do that, the person is not going to remember when she wakes up or what she talked about.
You mean a past life regression?
The past life regression, yeah.
So I do record that session, yes.
Because you don't remember, or because it's just to keep for yourself? I mean, for the person.
No, I give it to the person. You may remember parts of it, but you may not. You may be too deeply relaxed or too deep in trance that you may not remember every single part of it. So I do send a recording of it.
Okay.
For that person to experience. So it's kind of like sometimes if you do automatic writing, which is, you know, maybe like journaling, or you just receive guidance and then you write the guidance. You know, so I do that a lot too. And when I go back and I review what I wrote, sometimes I don't even remember it. It's like, oh wow. Or the way it's said is you know, it just helps to remind and allows you to remember the experience.
Okay, cool. And what is quantum healing? I hear that quantum word a lot in the healer world.
Well,
so what is that? What is energy healing?
I mean, I was certified. I'm a master instructor in Reiki and also integrated energy therapy. A lot of people are very familiar with Reiki. Some are not as much with integrated energy therapy, although more and more. And that works specifically with the angelic realm, which I always find to be a very powerful energy, very light but powerful, particularly strong for emotional healing, which a lot of my clients come to me for. So quantum healing, you know, even though I'm certified in those two modalities, I use a combination of both, and I go where it is I'm guided, and I work with the quantum field. So the quantum field is that field. It's an invisible field of energy. It's the field of creation. It's the field where all possibilities exist. It's a field where infinite realities exist. It's the field of pure potentiality. So through your intention, when you are doing anything, you can connect to that field for yourself or with somebody else, you know, when you're working with someone else.
Hey, all right. So quantum healing. Mm-hmm. All right. And so before we started the interview, you told me you had a very good meditation session and you received some messages. So do you want to share something with us? What happened?
Sure. So, I mean, I just sat down and I, you know, asked what's important for, you know, Veronique's audience to hear today. What's a good message for them to hear? And whenever it is I'm speaking on a platform or going to do a workshop with other groups of people or lead a group, Archangel Gabriel, who's my main guide, always comes through for messages for these purposes. So I worked with Archangel Gabriel to say, well, what do you think people would like to hear today? What will support them? And what came up is, and I can share this, and people may be already starting to experience this, or maybe, you know, as their life unfolds, some of these things may come up and then they'll go, oh, wow, okay, this is what Archangel Gabriel, this is what Kim was talking about. But basically what he was saying is that, you know, first of all, the first image that I saw was that, wow, the veils are thinning between humanity and spirit. the veils are really, really thinning. So I was seeing, like, lit up in my mind, you know, all of these people. They're more and greater and greater portions of humanity are going to have stronger connection to spirit and in a place to actually really receive more guidance because of that. And when I was shown that, he was saying, because people's hearts are opening. And I said, well, you know, when our hearts open, that's our portal, our connection to all that is. And so I said, well, how come more and more people's hearts are opening, even though I know that that's the trajectory that humanity is on, is one of ascension, ascending into higher levels of consciousness. And he was saying, because we're so exhausted, it's so much work, and we're so exhausted of, you know, holding on to that outside world as we knew it to be, that it's, there's so much happening right now that it's wearing people down. It's wearing people down. And it's too much for them to try and manage and keep their life in place as they once knew it.
And I believe so, it. I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. And so as it wears us down, we're not able to, you know, try and keep things in place or force or control or hold on to. That's really the old ways of being, like the old paradigm. And so as it wears us down, we're letting go more and more. And as we let go of what it is we've once known, then our hearts can begin to open. And so as it happens, it's like we're opening up our own internal receptors within us to receive more and more thoughts of inspiration. So in that way, when our hearts open, the veils begin to thin and there's less of that element that would hold us in separation. We become more unified with all that is because we're becoming more unified in here. So the more we receive thoughts of inspiration, the more those thoughts become our prominent thoughts, our dominant thoughts. So we start to live from a new place because, as I said earlier, everything starts with our thoughts, and our thoughts affect our emotions, and our thoughts and our emotions affect our behavior. And then our behavior reinforces that thought. So that's why I say everything, that's why it is said that everything starts with the thoughts. Well, if your thoughts, your dominant thoughts are one of a higher nature, because that veil is thin and you're receiving more of those higher thoughts, then you start to live from a new place, new thoughts, new perspective, new ways of living. You start to live from a new place. And so those higher thoughts then become the dominant factor over, or force over, the lower thoughts that the lower realities resonate with. So lower thoughts of fear, lower thoughts of I'm not good enough, lower thoughts of worry, frustration, scarcity, all of those things. Higher thought becomes, dissolves the lower thoughts. Okay. And literally what he was saying was that, you know, we're going to find ourselves in situations where we're saying, you know, I cannot believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to take that job that moves me across the country.
So take more risky decision.
Well, you know, it's not a risk to the soul. It's only a risk to the ego and the mind, right? Because the mind is a primitive. It's primitive. That's why it's important to understand how the mind works. You know, the mind is in place to keep us safe. It's in place to keep us in survival mode, right? So it's primitive. So we have to upgrade the mind. But that is why many people find themselves in the same place a year from now that they are today. Is because the mind will always keep us with what it is, you know, is familiar. Well, if, because these veils are thinning, if, and we're opening up to higher levels of inspiration, and then that becomes the dominant thought, then that's programming the mind. You see, that's programming the mind. It's telling the mind, it's teaching the mind, no, this is the place it is we're living from now. This is how we live now. So that becomes the new normal. You see, that becomes the new normal. that becomes what's familiar. That becomes what's comfortable. You see, so this is reprogramming all of our minds.
I know someone who needs to be reprogrammed. Oh my God. She has been stuck in the same place for at least 10 years.
Well, yes.
She needs to be reprogrammed ASAP. But I think, I don't know. I don't know if she likes it or if she's scared.
Well, it's more than likely all of that. There's
laziness.
Something in it. Yeah. There's something in it that is serving her in some way by holding on to that. But the frustration comes into play where your conscious mind is saying, I want something new, but the subconscious mind, that's 95% of the mind, is still running off the old program. So, you know, when people come to me for smoking cessation, right, they've programmed the mind to say, well, that's how we relax and that's how I feel calm. And then over time, the conscious mind might say, you know what? It's time. I don't want to do this anymore because I want to be here for my grandchildren. I don't want health issues. I'm starting to feel the effects on me physically, and I don't want to do this anymore. Well, 5% of the mind, the conscious mind, telling 95% of the mind that this is what I want, you have to get both of them in the same place, aligned, the conscious and the subconscious mind, you see.
This, I don't know what this person can do because she has the escape plan already. So she's been stuck in a situation, in crazy situation for 10 years. She knows she needs to escape. She has this escape plan already to escape for 3 years. She's not doing it. I don't know. I don't know why she's stuck like, she's just not doing it. And the plan is right there. You can just jump there and you go and you'll be free. And she's just staying there. I don't. So yeah, I mean. It's not my life, anybody's life, you know. Once she'll be ready, she will go.
That's right. People, there's a lot of reasons why people stay where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of reasons. But yes, when that time is right for her, she will do what it is that she's feeling called to do, where she finally feels like, you know, making this change is going to serve her more than not doing it. Okay. So, you know, but a natural occurrence of what is happening now is a reprogramming of the mind with higher levels of consciousness because those veils are thinning, because our hearts are opening. So for everybody who is on that trajectory, you know, to want to participate in that, you know, and there's going to be a lot of unexpected change coming up for so many people too, where they would find themselves saying, you know, wow, I would have never imagined this happening for me, you know? But the key point that Archangel Gabriel made here, and sometimes is this, because sometimes people hear change is coming, unexpected change. And the mind, the egoic mind goes, whoa, change, no. I don't want that, right? Or that sounds scary. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about change that would equal struggle. We're talking about change that equals freedom.
Good freedom. Things. Yeah.
And so the change is actually bringing in, you know, will allow people to live from a lighter place. Lighter place. That's not struggle. That's the opposite of that. Lighter place, more freedom, you know? And then what I also heard too is that many people will find themselves saying, I cannot believe I didn't do this sooner. Perhaps your friend will be one of them.
I'm praying for that. You know, that reminds me, my cousin told me, she was really surprised. She's like, okay, so you used to work for corporate for 20 years and out of nowhere, now you're a sound healer.
And I don't know why you're now a sound healer. Is that what she said? That's so
funny. Yeah, she was like, this is like a, like 180 to one life to another. That's got nothing to do. The one got nothing to do with the other.
Yes, but it does. It's contributed. I'm sure if you were to look back at those experiences, Veronique, it has served you in some way. So perhaps your corporate experience has served you in becoming an entrepreneur, which it is you are as a sound healer, you know? So
everything is useful. Yeah.
Everything is useful. We have to make the past useful. And that is why I said people will find themselves saying, I can't believe I'm doing this, but... ...
Oh, I can't believe I haven't done that, you know, sooner. I'm going to keep my ears and eye open just to, you know, to see if around me I hear people saying that, and I can wait.
Well, you might be saying that.
Yes. I'll let you know. All right. Before we leave, any other messages or anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, another important thing, too, he was saying is that people are going to be prioritizing things differently, you know, and they are going to be saying things like, you know, I don't have to do that today. I can wait till tomorrow because I'm enjoying what I'm doing now. And this is what I want to do. So I'm choosing to do this instead. You see, so people are going to be connecting to their power in that way. I'm choosing, recognizing that there's always a choice, that we're never beholden to anyone or anything. You see, in that choice, that recognition of choice brings in greater freedom. So we're going to be prioritizing things differently, stepping into our power. And one of the things that Archangel Gabriel brought light to is a prioritizing of fun, enjoyment. How many people prioritize enjoyment or fun?
I do.
Yes. Wonderful, Veronique. Wonderful.
I do. Yeah.
Good. That's excellent because he says it'll serve your overall well-being and you'll actually find yourself more productive than ever before.
Oh, I believe this. Yeah.
Yes. You know, that was one thing that just came into my awareness recently. I was creating from a different place and recognized, wait a sec, no, I want to create actually from a place of fun. So that is my priority as a result of that new awareness too.
Okay.
Yes.
Wanted to add something else?
Well, I just want to conclude with this because this is an important part of the message. Is he says to be a part of the outside world unraveling. Be a part of that outside world unraveling by not feeding into it with the old paradigms of have to. Okay. So instead of that, because that's what fed that old world out there, those old realities, feeling like we were beholden, feeling like we didn't have choices, feeling like we weren't empowered, feeling like we weren't living in freedom, feeling like we have to do this, have to do that. He said, be a part of that outside world unraveling by not feeding into the old belief of I have to. Okay. Be a part of the creation of the new world or new earth by living and choosing differently. And so this is the one question he says to ask yourself. And I will conclude with this. With every choice it is that you make, ask yourself, what are you feeding into? Are you feeding into that outside world that's unraveling? Or are you feeding into a new world by choosing differently? And allow yourself the freedom to step into something new. Allow yourself that freedom to do that. If there's something that you're excited about that moves you in some way, give yourself permission. Allow yourself that freedom to step into it.
Yeah, don't be scared, right? Don't be scared to step into something new. Just,
that's,
you know,
right.
Go for it.
That's right. Go for it.
All right. Thank you, Kim. And, you know, if you have any more messages that you want to share with us, don't hesitate to come back a third time. Why not?
Well, is there anything that you would specifically like to ask, Veronique? I'll put that back in your court right now.
Ooh. What can I ask? That's something that you're going to ask for me to one of your angel?
Yes, or for, you know, in general, for your audience or anything about the world. I don't know.
My God, about the world, yeah.
Maybe that's really big right now. I think I gave you a lot of messages about the world recently.
No, I'm very happy that you confirmed that people are, you know, waking up. I'm very happy about that because the more I talk to people and the more I talk to a lot of medium and they said there is a lot of awareness right now on Earth. People are really aware of what's going on and they're all waking up. and you talk about people opening their heart. And I think that's true.
Yes, and I do have a message for you, Veronique. I do Ooh. Have a message for you, if you would like for me to share one.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay. You know, it would be very beneficial for you to connect with your ancestors to learn more about your ancestors.
Okay.
And their practices, ways of living that it feels like would really assist you in your own healing work. And what it is you bring to your audiences, your clients, there's something there for you to experience a new activation, an additional tools to add to your toolkit, so to speak.
Well, I'm going to learn Reiki soon in October.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's part of my ancestor, you know.
No. Your lineage. I don't know what your lineage is, you know, of those that came before you.
But how far can I, do I have to look? Because I have no idea either.
Yeah. The thing that you said you have no idea is the exact reason why this is coming up. Because there's something I just feel like you would feel a connection to your lineage if you explored that, researched it a little bit, learned from them in meditation, but also perhaps researching, you know.
Regular researching.
Yes, what your lineage is and, you know, what were their spiritual practices, so to speak.
Voodoo. No, I'm kidding.
Well, hey, you know what? There's always this... We can learn from everything, you know.
It's actually a religion, yeah, actually, Voodoo.
It's a what?
It's actually a religion.
It's a religion?
Yeah, it's a religion, actually. It's not all the woo, you know, we see on TV, but it's actually, I mean, it still is a religion.
Yes, well, anything can be used in a positive or negative light, yes. Right?
Yes.
So you, and as the creator, you get to choose what's your choice going to be, right? So anyways, yes, I think you, I'm just getting a sense that you, I feel like you would consider incorporating some of what you learn into the work it is that you do and find it to be, well, here's what's coming in too. Find it to be very helpful, but also make your work unique unto you.
Okay, unique unto me.
Yes, meaning it separates you from the other work that other people are doing.
Okay.
You know, and then I'm seeing your name, you know, Veronique, very unique.
Yes, very unique, yeah.
Very unique. And I feel like you will appreciate that. You know, when we bring our gifts into the world, right, it's always based on who we are. You know, the way I work is going to be different than the way somebody else works. And this would just add to your repertoire of uniqueness, something that you offer that is different. Because of who you are, because of what you've learned, because of what you've chosen to incorporate.
Well, I could add that in my signature because I really like this title, very unique. I never thought about it.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And it's true during the training, when we were doing the training, started this training for 3 months, they were saying, you know, each of you are going to have a different practice. Each of you are going to be a different sound healer. You're going to bring your own. Yeah, your own intention, you know.
Yes.
The sun bath. So.
Your own unique signature. Your very unique signature.
Well, you're full of surprises, and I really love talking to you, Kim. You're really going to have to come back. You always have good messages for me. Always about my brand and my business. I love it.
My goodness, I know. Maybe I need to, you know, charge a business consulting fee.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
You're going to charge me during the podcast. Let's talk about this after the episode.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But it's that's what happens when you start working with spirit and other aspects of you. You know, you will learn new things and you will surprise yourself.
Okay.
And those around you, I guess.
I will let you know what happened. No problem. We keep in touch.
All right. Was so lovely talking with you, Veronique. Thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you. Yeah, I really love having you. Maybe you're going to become a regular. We don't know. We see.
We do a monthly energy
monthly
report.
Talk with Kim.
Yes, we can take questions from the audience.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I always enjoy doing that.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we can talk about that. All right. Thank you. And
thank you.
Well, I hope you're going to, you know, you're going to continue, to help a lot of people. We all
thank
need it.
Thank you so much, Veronique. Likewise for you too. Bring that very unique qualities that you offer into the world.
Thank you, Kim. Bye.
Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.